Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. As you may know, I'm a psychotherapist. That's my main profession, my main job. And in this role, we are encouraged to study all kinds of things to keep our knowledge growing. So we, of course, continue to study psychotherapy. But what's really useful to do is to keep up with developments in areas of knowledge around our subject, so that we have some awareness of medicine, psychiatry, that's medicine for severe difficulties in your mind, your psychology, and psychotherapists are also encouraged to have a lay understanding of neuroscience. Clearly, we're not neuroscientists, not even scientists, most of us, but we're encouraged to have some awareness of developments in the neuroscience field. Lay, L-A-Y, in this context, just means we're not in the profession. We're not neuroscientists. And of course, a neuroscientist is a scientist whose main area of study is the brain. And the brain, B-R-A-I-N, is that really, really important organ of the body which lives inside your head. And in the brain, there are billions. Yes, that's billions with a B of neurons. So it's complicated in there. So some of the training that I've done, for example, looks at how the brain is affected by having bad experiences or living in bad situations during your childhood. So there's evidence that the brain is affected by this. It develops differently. And perhaps the balance of brain chemicals is different because of this too. We see evidence of this in our work all the time. The people who struggle most with their mental health are those who've had a difficult childhood. When we talk in English about mental health, we mean the health of our minds. And what makes the difference cannot always be seen from the outside. You can be a child in an affluent, well-off family and still be deprived of love and attention. It still affects the development of your brain. And clearly, if you're a child growing up as a refugee or in a war zone or just in poverty, meaning that you're very poor, then your brain development may be affected too. But if you grow up happy and secure in your relationships, that offers some protection. You'll probably have fewer problems, even if you grow up in poverty or with other disadvantages. So in therapy, we look at your past, what it was like when you were a child growing up, as well as your current life, whether that makes you happy or what's wrong there. We work also with people who take medication for their mental health, so we need to be aware of the effects of this too. So it's important for psychotherapists to have some awareness of neuroscience. It's a big part of the picture. Neuroscience is fascinating. And what's great is lots of research in neuroscience backs up, supports what we do in psychotherapy. Neuroscience tells us that to a large extent, the brain has plasticity, P-L-A-S-T-I-C-I-T-Y. This means the brain can change and grow and rewire. And yes, it comes from the word plastic, P-L-A-S-T-I-C, meaning flexible, you can mould it. There are, of course, certain things that cannot change, but on the whole, your brain isn't fixed. It isn't complete and unchanging. It changes, it rewires all the time. Technically, you are rewiring your brain as you listen to this podcast. What you hear and what you react to changes things. You've got billions of neurons and they change all the time. If you learn a new word, that will create new neural pathways. So one of the discoveries which is really interesting is something in your brain called BDNF, another acronym I notice, but probably not one you'll have heard of, unless you are a neuroscientist or like me, you're trying to understand some neuroscience. BDNF stands for brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So brain-derived means it comes from the brain. It's a substance that your brain naturally makes. It's derived from the brain. And neurotrophic factor, N-E-U-R-O-T-R-O-P-H-I-C. Scientific words here. Neurotrophic. Neurotrophic factor means a substance, a protein in fact, that helps the growth of new neurons. Neurons are like little pathways, billions of them in your brain. So BDNF is needed so that new neurons can grow. And BDNF is important for that capacity of the brain to be plastic, to grow and change. It's like fertilizer for your neurons. BDNF means that you can change your brain. And lower levels of BDNF is associated with problems like depression or alcoholism. The problem is BDNF is affected by all kinds of things. You have less of it when you're older, for example. Not good news. And levels of BDNF are affected by all kinds of things which we do in our lives. So our lifestyle, the way we choose to live, affects BDNF. We can do things to help it, and we can do things that really don't help it and which reduce it. So being aware of these is important. It might cause you to make different choices. So I'm giving you this information for interest, but at a very simple level, of course. Obviously, do your own research. You'll find out a lot more than I have time to say in a podcast. But if you don't want your brain's ability to grow new neurons to be badly affected by your age or your lifestyle, then listen on, because there are some things you can do. There are some good things to be aware of. Before I go on to that, to tell you that good news and the bad news about BDNF, just a reminder that if you want to improve your English with more mainstream topics than this, with information about the UK, discussions about food and education, then you can do that with Adept English by buying our Course 1 Activate Your Listening. In this course, we cover those topics, the UK, food and education, and there is opportunity to work on your understanding of English conversation too, all with full vocabulary explanations, of course, as I always do. So back to BDNF and your brain, things which negatively affect your or reduce your BDNF level are missing out on sleep, not enough deep sleep, stress. High levels of stress reduces your BDNF, sugar, social isolation, and being overweight. And things which positively affect your BDNF level, so which raise your BDNF level, exercise, especially high intensity, good sleep with enough deep sleep, meditation and learning to control your stress level, turmeric, omega-3, dark chocolate and green tea, all things you can take, sunlight, swimming in cold water or using a sauna, being sociable, having enough contact with other people, and fasting, F-A-S-T-I-N-G. This means going without food intentionally for your health, for regular periods of time. So if you do the bad things in the first list, you are literally aging your brain. And if you do the right things in the second list, your brain says thank you and continues to grow new neurons. Your brain ages more slowly and you're less likely to have depression. These positive choices in your lifestyle also give you some protection against major illnesses where the brain deteriorates, like Alzheimer's. This stuff really matters then. So this is a podcast full of lots of information. Hopefully it's something you can understand, but it's interesting at the same time. This is what we aim to do at Adept English. If you want more mental health or neuroscience type podcasts to listen to while you're learning English language at the same time, do let us know. We love your feedback. And please, if you're a neuroscientist, we'd be really pleased to help hear from you as well. I may make some more podcasts on some of these subject areas, looking perhaps at the effect of sunlight or fasting or open water swimming, which is getting really popular in the UK at the moment, or social isolation, perhaps during lockdown. All these affect the brain. Let us know if you would find these topics interesting. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.